to shut us down, down. Gonna be hard to shut us down, down, down. Down, down. Gonna be hard to shut us down, down, down.
Welcome to the Sound of Faith radio broadcast, heard every weekday at 12:45. Right here on the Kingdom Keys Network. So glad you tuned in today, because this week is a special set of broadcasts that I'm going to bring you all week long. You don't want to miss it. Damon Thompson is a preacher affiliated with Karen Wheaton Ministries. You can go to theramp.org for more information on his ministry and Karen Wheaton's ministry. You will be blessed by staying tuned right here. I promise you, it is not hype. It is reality. Listen to this message about Jonah.
When you operate in disobedience, you begin a downward journey that ultimately leads to you hitting rock bottom. And the sooner you recognize that you're moving in the wrong direction and cry out to God, the quicker you get to get repositioned back into your purpose. Disobedience initiates a downward journey that, if repentance does not come, you will ultimately hit bottom. Lust, when it is conceived, brings forth sin. Sin, when it is mature, brings forth death. There are consequences, and you are not steady. Understand that if you are not in hot pursuit of a greater level of relationship with God, that the disobedience that you're currently operating in is taking you down, 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 down. I don't know if Jonah realized he was going down when he was going down, but I can read it and easily see that 3 times in 5 chapters the Bible said the man's going down. The reason why we continue in sin is because we have a misconception of the grace and mercy of God, and we believe that God's grace means that we are allowed to get pardon from our sin. But I'm telling you, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Those that sow to the flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. Those that sow to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap everlasting life. If you continue to sow seeds of disobedience, you will at some point in your life eat the fruit of the seed of disobedience. Down, down, down. When the downward spiral in verse 3, he went to Joppa. And the Bible says, show me verse 5 again up there. Verse 3 again, I'm sorry. Verse 3. I like verse 3 because not only does it say he goes down, but 2 times it tells us he goes down, but the second time before it tells us it goes down, he says he paid the fare. Because there is a price. Well, I've been studying this today, and I'm going to run around the room if nobody else does. There is a price. It's not free for you to continue in the downward spiral of disobedience. Listen to me, Jack. You will pay the piper. Down. 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 When the downward spiral in verse 3, he went down to Joppa again. He paid the fare and went down. He went down into the lower parts of the ship. First, he went down to Joppa and found a ship. You can always find transportation going in the wrong direction if you want to bad enough. You can always find somebody that to fornicate with you. That doesn't make you a stud. Any idiot can find a boat going in the wrong direction. Because wide is the path that leadeth to destruction. It is easy to find somebody to help facilitate your compromise, but I still believe straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there are that find. You're not cool because you got people to drink with. You're not cool because you got people that you can sin with. You're not cool because there's a group of you that agree to live in disobedience. Anybody can find a boat going in the wrong direction. Anybody can find a boat going in the wrong direction. If you want to gossip, you'll find a partner. If you want to live in homosexuality, the enemy will make sure he provides somebody for you to dance with. Huh? If you want to look at pornography, you better know. I don't care how many safeguards you put around yourself. If you want to look at pornography, there's going to be a computer and nobody watching at some point. The enemy is always putting boats in the right places for people who are looking to go in the wrong direction. See, if you want to fornicate, I don't care if you go to church every day of your life, there'll be somebody in church who wants to fornicate with you. Huh? If you want to cut yourself, you go to a church with 100 people in it and find two more cutters, because the devil will always provide somebody to help facilitate your transportation in the wrong direction. But when you make up your mind, I don't care if I got to go by myself, I am going in the direction that God has ordained for me to go, then you know what, friend? It doesn't matter if you go alone. It doesn't matter if it's hard. It doesn't matter if you're tired. You say, I'm going where God said to go. I'm just going. If I had to wave goodbye to you, bye. But I'm not getting on the wrong boat because you're on it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to miss God's destination for my life because I need to be with you. Bible says Jonah goes down. He goes down, he goes down. You can always find transportation going the wrong way. But understand this, there is a price to disobedience. It will cost you. You may pay now, you may pay later. But you will pay. The B clause of verse 3 says down. And then it makes something very clear two times in one verse. That disobedience is separation from the presence of the Lord. What he was fleeing was the presence of the Lord. He did not say he wanted to get away from the will of God, from the purpose of God, from the plan of God, or from his destiny. He was just escaping the presence. He didn't want to leave his title. He didn't say he wanted to leave his ministry. He didn't say, I never want to preach again. He didn't say, I don't want to go to church anymore. He said, I don't want to be in that presence. That's why churches are growing radically that don't have presence. Because there's not going to be anything there to push on that thing in you that is making you want to stay in your compromise. I know how to grow a church. Don't talk about sin. I know how to grow a church. Don't talk about repentance. I know how to grow a church. Don't talk about pornography and homosexuality and adultery and fornication and divorce. I know how to grow a church, but I believe God's got another plan. Now, Jonah wants to leave the presence of God. Now, we know that this is impossible. Because we teach three things that we specifically know about the nature of God. He is omniscient. He's all-knowing. He is omnipotent. He has all power. And he is omnipresent. He's everywhere. But Jonah is not escaping the omnipresence of God. Jonah is escaping the manifest presence of God. Because it is not the omnipresence of God that brings conviction. Everybody is always under the government of the omnipresence of God. But it is when the very present presence, it is when the manifest presence, it's when somebody starts worshiping until you start crying and you don't know why. It's till something moves in you that makes you want to change. It's till you get in the raw glory of God. And Jonah is saying, listen, if I'm going to live in disobedience, I don't want to sacrifice religious accessories that make me feel better, but I do want to make sure I don't get that feeling anymore. That's why you can take anything from the ramp, but you won't have our feeling. And if you came in here tonight and you felt something different, that's because you're in the room with people who have set themselves to stay in the convicting, changing, cutting, redirecting presence of the Lord. It's impossible to leave God's omnipresence, but the absolute reality is the life of disobedience will cost you his manifest presence. Two times in one verse. This wasn't going to just cost him his career, the future call of God on his life. The end result of disobedience is you lose presence. And listen to me. If you gain the world and lose his presence, you lose If you drive to a Maserati to a church without presence, you lose. If you live in a 60,000 square foot house and don't have presence, you are officially broke. You are officially bankrupt if you don't have presence. Jonah wanted to keep all the accessories of ministry, but he wanted to make sure that he didn't live in presence. And the incredible thing about presence is so many people have learned to do religion without presence that most people don't even recognize when they're not in presence anymore. Remember Samson? Went out as he had many times before and shook himself. And some of the saddest words in the Bible, he wist not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. He'd been playing games with disobedience. But heretofore, there had been no penalty for the game. But at some point, the game stopped being a game. And it cost him his eyes. And he shook himself, and there was no presence. He shook himself, and there was no power. And at some point, you can be jumping up and down and raising your hands and wearing a matching T-shirt from your youth group and don't even realize that your disobedience has not cost you church attendance. It's cost you something 10,000 times more valuable than church attendance. It costs you presence. That's why when David gets in trouble with God through his disobedience, he says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a right spirit," watch this, "and cast me not away from your presence." Presence. You don't get to stay in disobedience and still have presence. That's why you could only go so far tonight. If we'd have kept the songs up, you could have stayed engaged. If we would have continued to supply energy, you would have been fine. If we would have continued to supply emotion, you'd still be going. But the moment that we start to bring the music down, and it's not even about the music anymore, and we start to sing the same line over and over again, and you can't just join along and sing along, and you have to really engage, and you have to really loose your heart, and you have to really focus on his face, then all of a sudden, the dividing line becomes the people who have lived a lifestyle of obedience that qualifies them for presence, and the people who are living in disobedience that are not allowed to have presence. You can have music, but you can't have presence. You can be in a crowd, but you can't have presence. You can be in here with 1,300 other people and be the loneliest person in this building, because the thing that you were built to do in this life is live in his presence. Not each other's presence. The presence of individuals is not fulfilling unless the presence of individuals is a consequence of a mutual commitment to his presence. Oh, I'm going to run now. Ah, stop, I feel. See, I don't have anything in common with anybody that comes from the same town, likes the same sports, has the same hobbies, wears the same type. We have nothing in common if we don't have presence in common.
You're listening to the Sound of Faith radio broadcast. I'm featuring this week a sermon from Damon Thompson. He's affiliated with the Ramp Ministries. That's Karen Wheaton's ministry. You can go to theramp.org to find more information about that. For more information about this show, or if you want to listen to a show you've missed or download one to your computer, it's simple. Go to kingdomkeysradio.org/soundoffaith. That's kingdomkeysradio.org/soundoffaith. Now, I want to thank Hair by Cheyenne for support of this ministry.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne Charter. It is my desire to serve the Lord with my gifts, talents, and abilities. I do not consider this to be just a job, but an opportunity to share the truth of the gospel message. I specialize in haircuts, color, perms, or the look for that special occasion. My phone number is 806-335-5031. By appointment only.
I'm almost out of time today, but before I go, I want to remind you of something. If you won't give up in your walk with God, there's nothing and there's no one that can stop you or shut you down. God.